This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has been defeated at its final shred of territory in Baghouz, Syria. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the defeat means the end of a self-declared caliphate that once spanned one-third of Iraq and Syria.
It took months of fierce fighting, but the Syrian Democratic Forces raised their yellow banner over the village of Baghouz Saturday, liberating the last pocket of territory held by Islamic State militants. Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the SDF approached the battle in a deliberate manner.
Seeing all of these civilians coming out of hiding and out of these tunnels, there's been a real effort to avoid civilian casualties.
Yet many of those civilians continue to avow commitment to the Islamic State group's cause. And Robinson says IS has already made an alarming transition to insurgency.
They've been able to maintain a rhythm of attacks and casualties.
Something U.S. diplomat William Roebuck acknowledged at a ceremony in Baghouz.
We've been clear that the campaign is not over.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu Saturday. Eyewitnesses say the attack began with a suicide bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of General Works and Reconstruction. Attackers then stormed the buildings and engaged in a gunfight with government security forces. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Separately, at least 3 other bombings were reported in Mogadishu. 2 of the blasts targeted a security checkpoint where 4 government soldiers were killed and 10 civilians wounded. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As many as 1 million people marched through London Saturday to demand a second referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The sound of beating drums echoed through the streets of London as the People's Vote March converged on UK Parliament, where the fate of Brexit will be decided in the coming weeks. The march, which some estimated to be 1 million strong, comes a day after British Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to lawmakers saying she would only bring her EU divorce plan back to Parliament if there seems to be enough backing for it to pass. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan rallied the crowds as he suggested Britain cancels Brexit altogether.
It's time to withdraw Article 50.
Yeah! Just earlier in the week, EU leaders in Brussels set 2 deadlines for Britain to leave the bloc or to take an entirely new path in considering its EU future. Karen Chamas, London.
Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protests, as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of rioting and looting that marred last week's rally in the capital. Hundreds of demonstrators began marching shortly after midday from a square in the south of Paris across the city toward Montmartre in the north, with banners calling for President Emmanuel Macron to get lost. Authorities banned demonstrations in a large area in the west of the city, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of last Saturday's rampage by hundreds of black-clad agitators. Protest bans were also in effect in the centers of Toulouse, Bordeaux, Dijon, Rennes, and the city of Nice, where China's President Xi Jinping is set to meet his French counterpart this weekend. Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least 4 people have died and more than 30 were wounded in twin blasts at an agricultural show marking the traditional New Year's celebrations. Authorities say the explosion Saturday happened in Lashkar Gah, the capital of volatile Helmand province. Witnesses said the first small explosion happened inside a tent at the stadium. People then started to run toward the gates when a second bomb hit the crowd. Helmand Governor Mohammed Yassin reportedly was knocked down by the explosion, but suffered only superficial injuries. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Local officials in Mali say as many as 134 Fulani people, including women and children, were killed in a raid by gunmen dressed as traditional Donzo hunters. The attacks on the villages of Ogasogu and Willingara took place as UN Security Council mission is trying to find a solution to the violence in Mali. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.